The Canadian government will drop all COVID measures at its borders on Saturday. What exactly does this mean for Americans traveling to Canada?
Well, now U.S. citizens can travel over across the border to Canada without having to worry about the Arrive Can app. They will no longer need that at all. And those people who were not vaccinated that could not come in before Saturday will now be able to enter into Canada, and proof of vaccination will no longer be asked for.
The health minister warned that pandemic restrictions could be reinstated if needed. How likely could that happen potentially?
Well, to make a decision like this isn't something that comes across as something they would do lightly. So there was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of analysis. There was significant collaboration with other groups on making this decision, and the Canadian government did not do it hastily. So I think to retract it and put it back into motion again after relinquishing it at this time would be unlikely, but not impossible.
Americans haven't lifted their requirements just yet, and I know they're expected to follow suit, but how soon do you foresee this happening?
I do foresee the U.S. government having a response to this, hopefully at a border level first, lifting that requirement of vaccinations for Canadian citizens and citizens of other countries to be able to come into the United States. I don't know a time frame on this, as the 2 years of COVID showed us that it wasn't necessarily something that came right piggybacking off of one or the other when one country makes a decision. So I'm not holding my breath for something to be happening really soon, but hopeful that this does spearhead them to talk about it and make a decision moving forward.
When it comes to an increase in tourism, how big is this for Canada lifting the border restrictions? And if the U.S., you know, would fails to act in a timely manner, could you foresee problems with the U.S. in terms of increased traffic?
Well, I really think that the lift of the vaccination requirement and the lift of Arrive Can, because even people who were vaccinated were not going over because they found Arrive Can to be something that prohibited them from entering. It was a pain for them. So I think that the elimination of Arrive Can and now the elimination of the vaccination requirement will certainly help tourism on the Canadian side. It's a little late for this season since tourism is really big in the summer and we're now into fall, but maybe those people who didn't come over in the summer will now take the opportunity to come over for dinner, go to Niagara-on-the-Lake, do things like that, or go to Toronto when they couldn't before, just because now that they can. I foresee an increase in traffic, but not something that the Canadian side can't handle. They are a little short-staffed now, but they seem to react and maneuver in a way that does help keep the flow of traffic going. So I see positive things moving forward.
Does this make your job easier as an immigration attorney? How does this affect your line of work?
Whenever there's a change, I wouldn't say it would make it easier. It just makes it different. It does eliminate the counsel that I need to give my business clients on how to navigate Arrive Can and how to answer the questions within Arrive Can on what their status would be. So that is helpful. It eliminates that one barrier. This will increase traffic, which may increase the scrutiny on business travelers as well. And it may also result in more people being discovered for inadmissibility, for criminality that they may have had in the past that maybe didn't come up in their travels pre-2020. And now they're crossing and that information may have had time to catch up with them. And therefore, they may be inadmissible and they didn't even know it. So it could affect immigration in those ways. But in the end, it's pre-2020 business as usual again. And we'll go back to a little bit more comfortable of a time.